Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good evening. Welcome to another edition of Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be here with you until midnight tonight, right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us here this evening. And if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we'd love to hear from you tonight. Our toll-free number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673, and we'll get you on the air here this evening. And also, a reminder to check us out online, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And we are also on some social media platforms. Bear with me, I'm trying to do some updates on my webpage there at livewithpastoral.com. And so some of the stuff at the top of the page is kind of not where I want it to be right at the moment, but I'm working at it and get some of our social media pages. But just to let you know for sure, you can find us on facebook.com, and you can also find us on parlor.com, usa.life. And the program tonight, of course, is on YouTube, and hopefully that's going out okay on YouTube. We will have that shared over, hopefully maybe to a couple other platforms eventually, but pray with us, and as we're able to do more, that's what we're endeavoring to do. So it just takes time, I guess, but anyway, you can find out more about me, Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church at Richfield, Ohio. If you go to our website, livewithpastoral.com, you can link to our church there as well. And there's more information there, trying to get some more information up on there. So as well as past programs, if you want to listen to a past program, I think I got up to date now through currently here in October. So those are some things that you can find there. In the meanwhile, let's go ahead and get our program going tonight. And let's start our program this evening with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air tonight. We just pray that you would bless the program. I pray, Father, that you would use us for your glory. Help us to point people that are searching to Christ. Help us to encourage believers in their walk with you. And again, through it all, help us to lift up and glorify Christ. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, we are just a few days out from the November election. We're actually in the middle of the election right now, because early voting is going on, has been going on for some time now, some states longer than others. We've had early voting going on here in Ohio since the first week or so of October, and you can vote at your Board of Elections all the way up to and including on Election Day, I believe, or you can go to your polling location. If you're not sure where your polling location is, please call your Board of Elections or go online, you can find that. You can search for it, the Board of Elections, or go to the Secretary of State's website, and that'll direct you to your Board of Elections as well. And you can find that, and you can be sure that you get in and get your vote counted. And as I said, I try to encourage people to vote their biblical values when you go in to vote. I have an article that's on our website right now. It's called Let Me Tell You How to Vote, and it's actually something I put together some years ago, and I brought it out again because I thought it was important for this current election. And you can find it at our website, livewithpastoral.com. You can find us there, and that way you can check out the article here. But it's basically entitled, Let Me Tell You How to Vote. And if you go down there and scroll down on the right-hand side, you'll get down eventually to some articles and different things, and you'll find it there. Or See, I'm up till late last night trying to update some things and forgot that I had put it up here at the top as a featured article. Let me tell you how to vote. And purpose of the article is not to tell you who to vote for. And as I said here, let me be clear. However, I did not say I'm going to tell you who or what to vote for. I merely said I'm going to tell you how to vote. There is a difference. And the basic idea is, if you have certain convictions, if you believe certain things to be important, if you are concerned about certain things, that's what ought to affect your vote. And not so much the name of the person, not so much the name of the party, not so much the name of who told you to vote for it. But for instance, if you're pro-life, we'll just use that as an issue. Well, you have a very clear choice. On the one hand, you have President Trump, Vice President Pence running for re-election. President Trump, Vice President Pence have clearly been the most actively pro-life presidential administration, president and vice president that we have seen. President Trump was the first sitting president to attend, I believe it was the National March of Life, and he has done much to protect the unborn. Clearly, he is the pro-life choice. If, on the other hand, you believe that it's important to preserve the right to be able to kill unborn babies up to and even the day that they're due, some would argue even after they're born, then clearly the Biden-Harris ticket is for you. They have reiterated their position of being for abortion on demand and up until, in some cases, up until the day that the baby is due. So if you are profoundly for abortion, then the Biden-Harris ticket is your ticket. Let's take Israel. If you're a big supporter of Israel, if you believe that the Bible says very clearly in Genesis chapter 12 that God will bless those that bless Israel and curse those that curse Israel, that's one of several passages in the Old Testament alone. If you believe that very strongly, if you believe that we ought to support and be a help and a blessing to the Jewish people and to Israel and as a state, then the Trump-Pence ticket is your ticket. President Trump has clearly shown himself to be a friend of Israel and of the Jewish people. He is the president that not only ran on the promise to move the embassy from Tel Aviv to the eternal capital of the Jewish people, which is Jerusalem, and he basically ran on that promise, and he also ran saying that he would fulfill the congressional mandate that was given back in the 1990s to do just that. And every president since Bill Clinton promised that they would do it, but none of them did that. And if you look at that, you see that he's clearly a pro-Israel candidate. Well, there's your side. But if you believe that Israel's an apartheid state, that Israel is the source of evil and discontent and warmongering in the Middle East, then the Biden-Harris ticket is your ticket. Do you see what I'm saying? What are your values? And ask yourself, you don't have to ask me, you don't have to ask your pastor, what are your biblical values? When you read the Word of God, what do you believe it tells you? Do you believe, like some people who say that, it's more important whether or not the candidate believes in a living wage than whether or not they support the protection of unborn lives? Well, some people believe that. They call themselves Christians, and they believe that. Some people who call themselves Christians say it's much more important whether a candidate has a pleasing demeanor than whether or not he is for legislation and executive actions that support Christians. His demeanor is much more important than what he actually does. Those are things that you need to consider. And as a consequence, for me, I think it's very clear. 4 years ago, I supported President Trump. I did not support him because I was in love with his personality. I did not support him because I was in love with his past history. I supported him because he had made a profession of faith in Christ. There appeared to be somewhat of a change in his behavior and his demeanor, and he promised to do certain things. And one of them was to appoint constitutional originalists to the courts and to the Supreme Court. And that was probably one of my big issues right there. And has he done that? Absolutely. He's put more people on the courts than any other president before him. He's got two justices on the Supreme Court, and he's got a third one that hopefully will be on the court as an official member, justice, associate justice of the United States Supreme Court, hopefully here by the end of the month. And I think it's very important that we have a full Supreme Court going into this election in case there's irregularities that go through lawsuits all the way up to the Supreme Court. I think it's very important. And I think it's very important that we have constitutionalists there, as opposed to those who think the Constitution is a living document. I want people there who believe that the Constitution, the words that are written, mean what they say. That's the originalist, the literalist, if you want to look at it that way. I approach the Constitution in some respects like I do the Word of God. I believe that they meant what they said, just like God meant what he said. Obviously, in the Bible, there are some analogies and illustrations and metaphors and things of that nature. We know that. We understand that. But essentially, I'm a historical literalist when I look at the Word of God, a fundamental interpretation of it, and I find the Constitution works pretty clearly the same way when you approach it from a literalist standpoint. But I don't want to get too far off in the weeds with that this evening. We've got callers calling in, and we're going to get to our phone calls here in just a moment. Again, just a reminder, check us out online, livewithpastoral.com, and you'll find some more of this information there, and check out my article, Let Me Tell You How to Vote. All right, with that, our phone number again, let me give that out again, then we'll jump into the phone calls here this evening. The number is toll-free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And having said that, I'm now going to go back on what I just said. I do have to mention something real quick. I was just getting ready to take our first phone call. I know that if I don't mention this, we won't get it in. I've got two things, a couple things here I got to mention real quick. Got talking about the election there, and apologize for that. Coming up this Friday on our Friday program, this will be October 23rd at 1:30 in the afternoon right here on AM 1220 The Word. We have our Friday program every Friday for a half an hour, 1:30 to 2 o'clock. Laverne Gore, candidate for U.S. House District 11. Will be with us on the radio this coming Friday the 23rd. And the House District 11 covers much of eastern Cuyahoga County, not Independence where we're sitting right now, but it comes down through Seven Hills, Broadview Heights, into Richfield and Village, Richfield Township, down into Bath, down into Fairlawn, and then off into parts of Akron. And that covers a large portion of our listening area, including our area where I live and where our church is, Richfield Bible Baptist Church. So tune in for that. And then on the following Friday, October 30th, we're going to have a combined radio program starting at 1 o'clock, Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock with Pastor John Lutz. He's the pastor of the North Coast Baptist Church in Lakewood, Ohio, and he's on from 1 o'clock till 1:30 on Friday afternoons. Good program. You ought to listen to him, and we're going to combine our programs. I'll be guesting with him at 1 o'clock, and then he'll join me at 1:30 as a guest on our program. We're going to talk about the election that's coming up on November the 3rd, and then we're going to join together on the 6th in order to talk about it some more. So do check those things out, and I hope you'll be able to make it out, and I hope you'll be able to be a part of that. All right. I had a couple other things here. And, yeah, like I said, trying to get going here and get everything together and almost forget the things that I have to mention here before we get on the air. But there's another Free Ohio Now Summit County event coming up. You can see all events statewide at freeohionow.com. That's freeohionow.com. And if you want to know more about the one coming up this coming Saturday in Summit County, you can go to, I believe it's Free Ohio. Now, I had it here just a minute ago. Too many things going around on the desk and they get away from me, but just go to freeohionow.com. That'll cover. You can find them there, and you can look for Summit County, look for Cuyahoga County, Medina County, Lorain County, all at freeohionow.com. All right, now we are going to get to the phones, and we have waiting for us. First up, we have Neil coming in. I was looking at the thing crosswise and trying to make it out. And Neil is calling in tonight. Neil, welcome to the program.
Hi, Pastor Al. How are you doing?
I am doing well. How are you doing tonight?
I'm well also. I just wanted to mention, I was at yesterday's Free Ohio Now rally.
Right. Actually, I just found what I was looking for, the Free Ohio Now Summit County at usa.life/Free Ohio Now Summit County. But go ahead. You were at the one in Summit County last Saturday?
Yeah, just yesterday. And
all right. Yeah, that's just past Saturday. I'm sorry.
I was carrying a sign that read, "Unborn Black Lives Matter."
Mm-hmm. Before you say what happened, let me ask the question, because I think I know where you're going. What could possibly be wrong with a sign standing up for the most vulnerable black lives that are out there? Because more unborn black children are killed than of any other race. So what could possibly be wrong? I know somebody had to find something wrong with it. What could possibly be wrong with a sign that says "Unborn Black Lives Matter"?
It's mind-boggling, but there are people that take offense. And this one young woman, I won't call her a lady, came up to me, you know, parked her car in the McDonald's, and told me that she found it very offensive. And I asked her, why does she find it very offensive? And I wish I could remember her exact words, but basically it was singling out a certain group.
Was it because you singled out black lives?
No, it was the unborn portion of it.
Oh, so...
See, they're all in favor of just plain old Black Lives Matter.
So not all Black Lives Matter. Now, just for clarity's sake, was the woman white or black?
She was actually white.
Okay, so this woman thought, this white woman, because, you know, think about this. This white woman thought that some black lives don't matter? Is that what we're saying?
Well, she took offense that I was singling out a certain group, but it occurred to me that just saying black lives matter is singling out a certain group.
Yeah.
I'm just singling out a even more select group.
Yeah, a certain group of black lives. Yeah, because
it's a subset.
I would hate to think that she didn't think that certain black lives don't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it sounds sort of like to me, but, you know. Hey, well, wise people don't think about what they're saying. But I think part of the problem is that we have too many people that don't think other people's lives matter in general, wouldn't you?
Yes, and... it was amazing how, you know, many of the people that didn't like us, they might just shake their head or they didn't like the sign. But I think that if they thought about it, you know, maybe they realize there's some hypocrisy going on there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they're honest with themselves, and maybe they're not, but in any case, at some level, they realize the hypocrisy is there.
I would hope that they would realize that if they stopped to think. Because it's...
The other thing...
Oh, go ahead.
The other thing that occurs to me is we some people talk about a right to an abortion, but the language, maybe you should call it a wrong to an abortion. Abortion is not right at all. Killing an unborn is not right. It's a wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somehow even just calling it a right, gives it something that it doesn't properly deserve. I don't know the right term, but somehow I think calling it a right is wrong.
Well, you know, and they managed to, in the 1970s, Supreme Court managed to finagle in a statement that nowhere appears in either the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence to try to say that a woman has a right to kill her unborn child. And even Kamala Harris at the vice president debate recently, between her and Vice President Pence, she said that the woman has a right to do what she wants with her own body. But the problem is, okay, many women have given birth to a male child, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, clearly that male child is not her body, is it? Because that male child that she's carrying has an XY chromosome complement where she only has the double X. So clearly that male child, it's the same thing with the female, but you can see it more clearly with the male because the woman does not have a Y chromosome. So it's clearly not her body that she's deciding to dispose of. So when they say to deal with their own body, well, their own body is one thing, but you're also carrying somebody else's body. And they don't like to think about that. So,
and for that matter, aren't our rights over our bodies restricted? I mean, isn't suicide illegal?
And murder is illegal. I'm not allowed to take the life of another person. I'm not allowed to kill another person's body.
What I'm getting at is over your own body. If you had control over your own body, why not commit suicide? It would be legal, right? But it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
So there's laws prohibiting you from doing certain things with your own body. So even on that basis, the argument that, oh, yeah, you can do whatever you want with your body. First, it's not their own body. And second of all, stuff with your own body is not absolute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and when we look at our founding documents, the Declaration of Independence says we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And then when we go into the Constitution of the United States, the preamble says, we, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. And, the general welfare, well, is it the general welfare to put unborn children in danger?
No. Not at all.
Yeah. So, I mean, the Constitution is clearly on the side of life. And, I commend you for being out there with that sign. And if anybody has a problem with the sign, Unborn Black Lives Matter, I'd sure like to know why born Black Lives Matter, but unborn ones don't. That's just...
Yes, they need to examine themselves if it
mm-hmm.
bothers them.
But,
all right, thank you very much.
Yeah.
You have other callers.
Thank you, Neil. I appreciate that. And close with this, too. It's very clear that all lives matter. And if you can't say that, well, you've got racist tendencies. That's all there is to it. Because all lives matter because we're all the creatures, the creation of God. And Acts 17:26 says that God had made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth. All the nations of one blood, and all the nations mean all the different ethnic groups. We're all the descendant of Eve. The Bible says Eve is the mother of all living. So thank you for that, Neil. Appreciate your stand and those that are standing out there. And pray for people who are out there. Pray for the election coming up. You are listening to Live with Pastor Al. I know we're coming up on the break here in just a couple of minutes. We got 2 minutes left, I think. We got 2 minutes there, so let's pop Nancy on here for a moment. We'll see what Nancy's up to tonight, and probably have to hold her over till the break through the break. But Nancy, welcome to the program this evening.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Al. Was that Neil that comes for Bible study?
It sounded like him.
I thought it was. Well, he's very, very active and a wonderful Christian activist. And he makes us do. But I just wanted to say I finally got on Parler. I was so excited. I've been trying for several weeks. So I went to your website. And excellent. I'm so happy to read about that article about Hunter Biden. But I don't want to go off on that tangent. And I was just going to say that I sent a card to a relative in winter, and it took a whole week for this person to receive it. So I would just encourage anybody if they're willing to vote, either absentee vote to either mail in or take it to a ballot box as soon as possible. And another thing, a good friend of mine said that he saw a Trump train on 271 North. There's miles and miles of cars on this Trump train. He was just so wonderful to see this, and I've been trying to find a video to show this, but I did see a really good Trump train video, one that was in Utah and one in Ashtabula.
And they're all around, not just in Ohio, but all around the country. And Nancy, yes. Can you hold a few minutes? We've got the break coming up here imminently, and you are listening to Live with Pastor Al. Stay tuned. We've got another half hour to go. We'll pick up on it after the break here. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. I want to invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located midway between Akron and Cleveland at 5171 Rexville Road in Richfield, where the Ohio Turnpike, Interstate 80, and Interstate 77 cross. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Sunday morning for Bible study at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and evening worship at 6 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church also meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Friday night at 7 p.m. for an informal Bible study where you get to bring the questions, just like on Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Even if we don't see you at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, we want to see you in heaven. Jesus says in the Bible, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Why? Well, because the Bible says, "There is none righteous, no, not one." We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible also says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And so the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I like that. Whosoever, that means you. If this show's been a blessing to you, why not let us know? You can contact us by writing Pastor Al Davis, Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Our email address is pastoral@maplenoll.us. You can also visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. Or you can call us at 330-659-6561. We'd love to hear from you, but now let's get back to our program. Welcome back. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until midnight tonight right here on AM 1220, The Word. Hope you'll be able to stick with us and even join in the conversation. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call tonight, toll free 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We'll get you on the air here this evening. And also a reminder, check us out online, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can also follow us on some social media platforms, and you can find all that out livewithpastoral.com. And of course, you can also link to our home church, the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, and more information on that at the end of the program. Also want to recommend to you East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights. You can find East Coast Pizza right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School at 4889 Turney Road. That's in Garfield Heights, and you can give them a call for pickup at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. Mention that you heard about them here on Live with Pastor Al, and there you can pick up some of the best pizza in the area, I think, my personal opinion. And you can find East Coast Pizza, like I said, at 4889 Turney Road, right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School. All right, we're going to get back to our program here. We were talking with Nancy just before the break. Nancy, are you still with us there?
Oh, yes, I am, Pastor Al.
Hey, I wanted to touch on something real quick, too. You said that you had got on Parler finally, and I do want to recommend that people try Parler. Parler and USA.life are two that I've been trying to utilize a lot here lately, because especially you mentioned this Hunter Biden scandal. Probably one of the biggest scandals the major media is trying to pretend that there's no substance to it. But if there was even a whiff of something like this with President Trump, they would be all over. This is all you hear, be wall to wall, nothing but who's paying them this, and where do they get that, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And like I said, not getting into that too deep right now. You can find some really good articles on Parler.com in particular about that. And there's other sites carrying it. But the reason I mention that is because Facebook and Twitter have been censoring some. Now, Facebook hasn't censored them as bad as Twitter has. I heard somebody who was on the radio, he said he posted something on Twitter on the absolute explosive reports coming out in the New York Post and other sources, where Hunter Biden not only in bed with the Ukrainians, and even though his father, Joe Biden, who's running for president, said he knew nothing of his son's business dealings, in the emails, Hunter Biden alleges that his father got about half of the money that he got, and that he had to provide money, and that he set up and orchestrated meetings between the Russian, the Ukrainian oligarch, basically a criminal is what he is, a Burisma, between Hunter Biden's dad, Joe Biden, then Vice President of the United States. And then shortly after that, you have Joe Biden shutting down, pressuring the Ukrainian government, holding hostage over about a billion dollars in loan guarantees, something which he later bragged about publicly. You can find that video online very easily. He then pressured the Ukrainian government to fire the prosecutor that was investigating Burisma and its financial dealings, which ran to his son, which now we see in the emails apparently ran to Joe Biden. And there's indication that it might have ran as high as maybe the next step up the ladder. And now we've also got more email stuff about all of the money that came out of communist China, Hunter Biden getting money from communist China agents, basically actors, which in the one email suggested a large chunk of it. I think it was, I'm not going to give the numbers because I'll think of them wrong. A large chunk of it, again, went to Joe Biden. And so when you've got a major party candidate for the president of the United States who is evidencing serious health issues. There's some people that are convinced that Joe Biden has perhaps Parkinson's. I'm not going to say that he does or doesn't, but he sure has the symptoms of it. He's got the resting tremors in his hands. He's got the Parkinson's gait. He's got some of the things that you see with the some of the mental effects of it and things like that. But that's a whole, you can look that up too. But when you're looking at this guy, regardless of that, there's the suggestions of corruption, ties with the communist Chinese, ties with the Ukrainian criminal oligarchs and things like that. And the major media is saying nothing to this story. Don't look here. Just ignore it. Nothing to see here. Pay no attention to those crazy conservatives out there. And New York Times refused to run some of these things because they said they weren't substantiated, and yet they ran for how long with the completely fabricated, now we know the things that have come out that have been declassified and released, completely fabricated allegations by the Hillary campaign 4 years ago that Donald Trump was being helped by Putin and was in bed with the Russians. All this was completely fabricated. We know this. The evidence is out there. And that was completely unsubstantiated. And then the completely unsubstantiated report that President Trump was calling, it didn't want to go to the cemetery in France for the World War II fallen because they were losers and things like that. All of that not substantiated at all. And they ran with those things, but you got all of these things coming from a computer hard drive, allegedly, that belonged to Hunter Biden. Good substantiation, well-sourced. When you look at the New York Post that broke many of these stories, is one of the largest newspapers in the country. It's not the National Enquirer newspaper, supermarket tabloid. It's a major paper in the United States of America. It's one of the top 10 papers, and well-sourced stories, and they won't run it. And Facebook is kind of shadow banning some of it, and Twitter is just outright banning. One guy posted something, he said within a second it was already censored off from Twitter. So yeah, we need to pray for what's happening with our election this year, don't we?
Amen. Absolutely. Yes, there's just so much, so many things going on that are just unfair to President Trump and, you know, in favor of Vice President
Biden. Yes. And this is why Parler is such a good alternative in USA.life. So encourage people to check them out.
Yes, and Tucker Carlson on Fox News, he did have quite a bit about the Biden story on his show. It comes on from 8 to 9 on Fox News. But the reason I called up tonight was I just wanted to report my really good friend Carol, who moved from Euclid to North Olmsted. She went to Pastor James Milletti's first church service at River Westlake Baptist Church today, and she said a lot of people were there. But the exciting thing is, the exciting thing is that she used to live across the street from where that church is, and she used to attend that church like 40 years ago growing up, when it was a Free Methodist church.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, I knew there was a church building that he was going into. And some of our listeners may be familiar with James Milletti. He's actually filled in for me on our Friday afternoon program on occasion. And he's also been a guest here on our Sunday night program in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, yes, I really appreciated him. And he's come to our church, too, Bible Baptist Temple. But it was excellent when he filled in for you. He substituted for you. I think it was a family funeral.
Yeah, we had to go to a funeral a couple months ago out of state, and he filled in at our Friday night Bible study. He's done that a couple of times as well. Yeah, I don't have a whole lot of people that I have fill in for him for me, but the main ones that I've had filling in for me has been him and Pastor John Lutz of the North Coast Baptist Church.
Yes, and I've heard Pastor Milletti fill in for John Lutz. you know, comes on from 1 to 1.
Yeah, he's filled in for him, too. So
excellent, lively pastor. And I was just going to mention, you sort of took the words out of my mouth when you were talking about how I will book in November.
Mm-hmm.
I might be honored to know that Pastor Andy put an article right from your Rebel Baptist Deacon in the article, How I Will Vote in November.
Mm-hmm.
I will
yes.
vote for the most pro-Catholic candidate, exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, and just to... Yeah, let me just clarify there, too. That's a little bit different than the one that I have on my website, Let Me Tell You How to Vote. This is a shorter little article entitled, How
yes,
I Will Vote in November.
Yeah, but you summarized everything so well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was like 8 or 10 different things, so I thought you'd be honored to know that. And I was going to go over some of them, but you already gave the Bible verses. So anyhow, I'm sure you have other callers, but... thank you very much for taking my call, and have a blessed evening.
Well, thank you, Nancy. I appreciate that, and stay in the battle there. We keep praying. We need to pray for this election. This is an important election, so thank you so much for that.
Mm-hmm.
And
Second Chronicles 7:14 is my favorite one, you know, for what we Christians need to do,
mm-hmm.
to humble ourselves and pray and turn to God. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Nancy. Appreciate the call. Appreciate that. God bless. And you're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. And just to echo something Nancy said, there is a call for a National Day of Prayer across the country this week from today on Sunday. And the points on the How I Will Vote in November article is, I will vote for the most pro-life candidate because God hates the shedding of innocent blood, Proverbs 6:17. Number two, I will vote for the most pro-Israel candidate because God blesses those who bless Israel and curses those who don't, Genesis 12:3. Number three, I will vote for the most pro-debt reduction candidate because the borrower is servant to the lender, Proverbs 22:7. Let's see, next one is, I will vote for the most pro-work candidate because God says if a man won't work, let him not eat. That's 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 10. And let me interject there. It says won't, not can't, or is unable to, or can't find work. It says if he won't, meaning he chooses, he doesn't want to. Then the next one is, I will vote for the most pro-marriage candidate because God is for marriage as defined in Genesis 2:24. Next is, I will vote for the candidate who most closely believes government's purpose is to reward good and punish evil. That's from Romans chapter 13. And then finally, I will vote based as close as I can on God's word, 2 Timothy 3:16. And that's good things to remember when it comes to filling out your ballot in this election. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al, and the phone number is 888-677-9673. Terry's patiently waiting for us tonight as well. Welcome, Terry.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you doing?
Oh, not too bad.
So, I got to ask you, did you get some snow recently?
Nope, none.
I saw some parts of Canada up above Michigan were getting a little bit of snow. I didn't know how far east they came. So,
I'm not sure.
And then I think there were some parts out in North Dakota that did here in the States as well. But we hit 29 on early Saturday morning. So,
it's coming.
Yeah, 29 Fahrenheit. So you're in centigrade up there, I believe. So, yeah. But yeah, winter's on its way. So good to hear from you tonight.
Yeah, I was going to get right down to the point.
Mm-hmm.
What I've been studying. I thought I'd watch the General Conference of the Mormons.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching that it's about 7 hours long, but I didn't watch the whole thing. But I watched.
Yeah, let me ask: is this the Salt Lake City bunch? Because there's the reason I asked is there's quite a few different groups I saw a thing one time, there's over 100 different Mormon groups that all say they're the one true Mormon church, but the two biggest ones, of course, is the Salt Lake City group and then the Independence Missouri group.
Yeah, they have a president. Oh, I forgot his name. President. They have a president. They have 12 apostles.
Yes.
And they have 70 quorums of disciples, or apostles, and that's what I've been studying. And just about everything that they have to say is a lie.
Well, you know, when you look at the origin of the Book of Mormon, which is their first book, another testament of Jesus Christ, you know, they say it's the successor to the New Testament. Joseph Smith plagiarized that. I can't remember the name of the guy that he plagiarized. The guy that wrote it as a fiction work. They even took him to court. They won in court that Joseph Smith plagiarized the Book of Mormon from this guy's fictional account. And when you read the Book of Mormon, it's clearly a fictional account.
Well, even they try to get you to read it, and they say pray about it. And
you'll get the burning in the bosom, yeah. Either that or you have indigestion.
Yeah, and when it says another New Testament of Jesus Christ, there is no another New Testament of Jesus Christ.
Right.
And that right there tells me that there's something.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I just, you look at so many of the things that they teach. They teach that Jehovah actually was a man on another planet somewhere, and that he achieved godhood. Now, anybody that reads the Bible knows that that cannot possibly be true, because there's only one God according to the Bible. And Isaiah 45 verse 5 says, I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. And
not one.
Yeah, and this is something that's said several times. Here's Isaiah 45, verse 22. Look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. Chapter 46 and verse 9, remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. Well, he must lie a lot, you know.
They say that we all were with God before we came here.
Yeah, we're spirit babies because Jehovah.
Adam and Eve too.
Yeah, see, here. Yeah, they believe that Jehovah was a man on another planet, and he became a god, and then he got these goddess wives that are eternally pregnant. So if you're a man here on this earth, and you do everything right, and you go through all the hoops, you can become a god, and you'll get rewarded with your own planet and your own spirit wives, goddess wives, and they will be eternally pregnant. That's for the ladies. The guys get to have a whole bevy of wives, goddess wives, and the women get to be eternally pregnant, producing the spirit babies that will come down and populate their planet. And the line that the Mormons use, as man is, God once was, and as God is, man can be. And that is completely contrary to Isaiah 43, verse 10, where he says, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. He says, before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. So either this word of God in Isaiah 43:10, that before me was no God formed, neither shall there be after me, is true, and the Mormon statement that as man is, God was, and as God is, man can be, meaning gods are being formed all the time, either that's right or Isaiah 43 verse 10 is correct. They can't both be correct, can they?
No, they can't.
And if one of them is wrong, then I want to go with the one that's most correct. So how do you know which one's most correct?
And there's another thing too, that they teach that that we were okay. When I said okay, they get that idea. I said, well, where'd you get that idea that we were with God before we came here? And they had this. They used the scripture in. It's in, Jeremiah chapter 1, where it talks about, you know, before I knew you.
Yes.
I knew you before you even were born and all this. Like, he already had this all already planned for Jeremiah.
Yeah, he says in Jeremiah 1:5, and I just happen to have this on their piece of paper. This is not something I had because I knew you were going to call about this. This is something I was doing in Sunday school or Bible study this morning. Jeremiah 1:5, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you, I ordained you a prophet to the nations. And this is just simply a testimony to God's foreknowledge, because God is outside of time, and he knew that Jeremiah was going to be created one day, that he was going to create Jeremiah, and that he had a plan for Jeremiah, and that when Jeremiah was born, because God already knew the future, because God can see the past, present, and future all at the same time, he knew what Jeremiah's life would be like, and he already had a plan. He already ordained him. A passage in Ephesians chapter 2 touches on the very same thing, where Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 10, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." And he's talking about before we were created, he ordained that we would walk in these, do these good works.
Another thing too, in Luke chapter one, or mm-hmm. verse one, it says, "After these things, the Lord appointed the other 70 also, and sent them unto to his face into every city and place whether he himself would come."
Mm-hmm.
And they use that as a reasoning why they have 70 quorums of disciples that they send out to.
Well, you know, it wouldn't be so bad if they sent them out preaching the true gospel and the true word of God, you know, however many they want to send out, 70 or 70 times 70. But the problem is, you know, they use the Bible when it's convenient, and they ignore the Bible when it's inconvenient. And I had posed a question. I know we got a little less than 3 minutes to go. I had posed the question, how do you know which one's true? Well, let me give you this, and for our listeners real quick. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20 says, "To the law and to the testimony," that means the scriptures, "if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them." If something conflicts with the word of God, we reject it. Simple as that.
That's because they don't have the Spirit. They don't have the Spirit of God. They cannot understand.
Exactly. Exactly.
Nobody can.
Because they do not have the Spirit of God, because they're unsaved, because they do not have understanding of spiritual truth, this is what they do. They ignore Isaiah 8:20, and when something in the Book of Mormon conflicts with the Scriptures, they say, well, the Book of Mormon was written later, so it supersedes what was written previously. They do the same thing that the Muslims do with the Quran. The Muslims say that the later surahs of the Quran that conflict with the earlier surahs, you go with the later one, it supersedes. The earlier one is abrogated by the later one. And the Mormons do the exact same thing with their Book of Mormon, and then the Pearl of Great Price and the Doctrine and Covenants and all that, all the way up until the current prophet and president of the church can supersede anything that's gone on before. And they have no problem with that, because they just go whatever the latest statement is, and they ignore everything else. How would you like to play a sports game, you know, a football game, a baseball game, basketball game, hockey game, or whatever, when you can change the rules as you go along? Wouldn't that be convenient?
Yeah, and there's one here that says that even in their own teachings are contradicted.
Yes,
I even tried to share that with them, and they always have an answer for everything you tell
them. Oh yeah, they do, and they study, and unfortunately, they study more than a lot of Christians do. That's the problem with a lot of cults. They study more than Christians do. Or I shouldn't say that's the problem with the cults. That's the problem with Christians. We're supposed to study to show ourselves approved unto God.
And the reason why I bring this up is because they're really out there and really trying harder.
Oh yeah,
than they ever did before.
Yeah, we dealt with them.
Not stopping them.
Yeah, we dealt with them quite a bit in the Samoan Islands. Hey Terry, we're running out of time here. I got less than 20 seconds. So I want to thank you for calling and bringing the subject up for us tonight. Appreciate that, Terry.
Yep. So, thank you.
Thank you. God bless, and thanks to all of our listeners tonight. God bless. Join us again next time.
You've just listened to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Late Night Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Rexville Road in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and every Friday night at 7.